For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today we continue our series of interviews with the candidates running to become Michigan's next governor. There are six people vying for the state's highest office on November 6th. Keith Butkovich is the nominee from the Natural Law Party of Michigan. I asked him recently what he thinks is the most pressing issue facing Michigan today.
One of them that's certainly up there is the car insurance rates. Michigan, if it's not the highest, it's certainly one of the highest in the nation. And there's a lot of things that I would try to do. One of them would be to eliminate some of the regulations that the insurance are forced to, the coverages they're forced to offer you. I think there should be just a base one. And then if you want more coverage, you should be able to do that. I would get rid of some of the medical because some of that's already covered. But something else I would do is actually, since I'm a big freedom guy, I would actually make having auto insurance optional. That would be where if you didn't have auto insurance and you got into an accident and it was your fault, well, then you'd have to pay. That'd be one of the chances you take. But it's a personal freedom issue and personal responsibility.
Water quality is a top concern in our state. We have not only lead and copper impacting the safety of our drinking water, now we have PFAS or PFAS. What would be your plan to make sure our drinking water is safe?
Well, part of it, we all know the Flint issue. I think the fact that the courts had Snyder and the other people were not allowed to be defendants, I think that's wrong. They should completely have to defend them. And if it is proven that they knew or they were involved, then they should be responsible and it should come out of their own pockets instead of the state. I know the water issue, I live on the east side of the state. I'm near Detroit, so we have a big issue with the Detroit River and Lake Erie. Especially down by the state line, they've had algae growth. That problem, part of it is it has to do with other states, and in this case, Ontario and Canada, because it's a border. But I just, the only thing I worry about is if there's too much regulation. I worry that it would hurt business too much, but at the same time, I do want clean water, and anybody who does pollute it, or whether it's an industry or whether it's government, because government also has some of the pollution, I think that, yes, absolutely, they should be responsible, and they should have to pay accordingly to fix the problem.
Let's switch over to education. More than half of our third graders are not reading proficiently at grade level. What's your plan for reversing that trend?
Well, part of the problem, I think, is federal. I think there's way too much federal. I'm not a fan of the Federal Department of Education at all. Unfortunately, that's above my as governor. One of the things I really think that education is too bureaucratized. I think there's too much at the state level, and I really think the power should be at the local level, be it the county, be it a school district, or really be it the parents. And I think working more directly with the people in that community to come up with ideas and cost-saving ideas, you know, none of this, all this bureaucracy that we have, I think that would help the scores. And plus, reviewing the tests, too, to see how accurate they are.
Possibly changing the test?
It's a possibility, yes.
What's your vision for health care in Michigan?
I'm not a fan of government involved health care. I think it will actually, I think that actually hurts the services, and I think the cost, in my opinion, go up. I really think that if you have some of the other issues with the taxes in general, with business and people, there'd be more money available, and I think there would be more competition with health care, and that would bring costs down. I also think that people that cannot afford it, I really think that with more money available to some of these people, more money that they would donate, there'd either be, whether it's a religious institution, whether it's a charity, nonprofit, some other thing, because most people in Michigan are very generous. They're willing to help their fellow man and woman when they're needed.
So does that come across as more taxes then?
No.
Then how do we pay for that?
Well, that's a hard issue, but I do think that less bureaucracy, I think there would be less charges for the hospitals. And I do think if people have more money by lowering taxes and costs in a lot of areas, that they would be able to contribute more to those who need it.
Keith Butkovich is running for governor in Michigan with the Natural Law Party. Mr. Butkovich, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you.
In East Lansing, for WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.